All right, guys, we're back at it again with our second article of the day. Today's topic of choice is going to be Greta Thunberg leads climate strike in LA. This happened this past Friday, so you know it's all true. All right, young people took to the street again Friday to protest inaction on climate change, and joining them was Swedish teen Greta Thunberg and other activists in a school strike in Los Angeles. Thunberg gathered with Californian teens and college-age activists who called for both global climate action and a push for state and local leaders to phase out fossil fuel production. We've already partially covered this on a different topic of discussion, which was yesterday. We're going to try and put a link in the description above. That way you can always watch that one as well. These strikes are intended to put pressure on politicians and to make sure that they will not get away with continuing like this. Because of the situation is getting more and more absurd for each and every day, we are continuously and always going to start fighting back. I love to hear that. That is always a continuously great sign that people are trying to make a change. The climate change and march in downtown Los Angeles is the latest action by the climate youth movement, which has organized students in coordinated school strikes worldwide. Thunberg, 16, is the most prominent face of the youth climate movement that has swept the globe since she began launching school strikes in her home country last year. She arrived in Los Angeles earlier this week after traveling across North America in a borrowed electric car and south across California. During her journey, she said she was saddened to see the wildfires erupting in the aftermath of the 2018 Camp Fire in Northern California, which burned the city of paradise, and they have still seen the scars to today. It was just devastating to see the destruction there and the houses that were gone and people telling the horrible stories. Of course, wildfires are a natural part of the ecosystems here, but they are being intensified with the climate crisis and will continue to get worse. They will run more rampant. There is no controlling them. They are going to outbreak and they are going to spread everywhere. The hour-long march began around noon, and drums were beating as the demonstrators raised their fists and carried hand-drawn signs throughout the streets of downtown. "Keep it in the soil," they urged, demanding climate change and vowing to use the power of social media, public protest, and someday the ballot box to oust politicians who do not move swiftly to phase out fossil fuels. Alright guys, that's everything that I'm going to be able to cover today in this video. If you do get the chance, remember that we are here. And we also are live on Buzzsprout, Anchor, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, and we also have a TikTok and a Snapchat. Thanks again, everybody, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.